Let's go to Victoria now. This week is the Victorian Golf Open, and a really good story involves Queenslander Damian Jordan. He's a veteran of two Iraqi war campaigns, but on the weekend just gone, he won his first PGA Tour of Australasia, being the Victorian PGA, and now he's lining up in the Victorian Open. Damian, thanks for joining us here on Sky Sports Radio.
No worries at all.
Mate, a great thrill, obviously, last weekend to win that PGA title.
Yeah, it was. I put in a lot of hard practice, and it still really hasn't sunk in that we got the chocolates.
Just take us through the last few holes, could you? I mean, you obviously held yourself together to win, but how were the nerves?
Yeah, they weren't too bad actually. Like I said before in one of the interviews, I've been in tougher spots before, so I just. Drew on those moments, and it really helped me get me over the line.
You had to play two rounds, I think, didn't you, on that final day? And you started really well on the first 18.
Yeah, I started with a bang in the morning. We shot 65, and I was still pinching myself after that. And then we had half an hour turnaround and straight back out there, and the wind picked up, which made the course totally different to how it was this morning.
Damian, having the 36 holes in the one day, how does the body pull up after something like that?
Yeah, I haven't played 36 holes since I was an amateur, so it was pretty tough, especially in the heat, and the wind, and in such a big tournament like that. But yeah, I tell you, the next day I was really, the legs are really sore, and after a few beers, it brought it out even more.
As long as you celebrated, mate.
Yeah, definitely, mate. We drank out of the trophy a fair bit and continue to do it on Sunday as well.
Ah, fantastic. I mentioned at the start there, and I guess people always bring it up, that you were in two Iraqi war campaigns. I guess, obviously, very much mixed emotions out of having to do that.
Yeah, no, it's something that, I train pretty hard for. When I was in there, and obviously Aussie troops are the best trained troops around, and it's just what you got to do for your country, put your hand up and make that sacrifice, because people have done it before, so why should I be any different?
Understand. Where did the golf interest come? I mean, was it there from the very start? Did it come through your teens? Where?
Yeah, I played a lot as a junior. Kevin Hicks was. One of the first guys that got me into golf back home at a place called Terranor Lakes Country Club, and obviously my father was a big influence, and and I played that for a fair while until I just got bored of golf, and I took up boxing and didn't really start playing again golf until 2004 when I got back from my first tour of Iraq. So I kind of had about a seven year break there, and it just seemed to be there, and I just ran with it.
How was going through Q school, Damian? Run us through that.
Yeah, Q school is probably the most nervous, week you have, because everything just comes down to that week. If you have a blitz of a week, you get in everything. But if you, if you don't concentrate enough and you just have one little slip up, it costs you so many starts. And that's the hardest thing, getting as many starts in the big events as you can.
Understand. This week it's the Victorian Open being played on the Bellarine Peninsula of Victoria. Have you played the course yet, or are you heading out today?
Oh, yeah, we'll be heading out today. So we've played it plenty of times before, but we just had a break yesterday to recover, and yeah, we'll head out today and have a hit.
Mate, good luck. I hope it's a great another week following up on the PGA Championship being played this week, the Victorian Open at 13th Beach. We thank you for joining us. Good luck.
Beautiful. Thanks very much, guys. Really appreciate it.